Well, Gabby's always got a knock, and you learn to accept that Gabby's always got a knock. There's always going to be... You can't play football like he does at the level of tenacity and desire that he plays at and not have a knock. So he's always, you know, missing during the week. Come the weekend, you know, he often pieces himself back together. So he's come back with a bit of a niggle from his international duty. We'll see how he settles down.
Yeah, I suppose it'll take some character to stop him getting out on that pitch, because he's, through the years here, he's played through the pain barrier, toes, shoulders, back, pretty much every part of his body, I think.
Yeah, in fairness, though, you know, nobody, Gabby or nobody, is entitled to a shirt. The key thing is that, you know, the team, while he was away, did grind out a result. They did do the work that was necessary to get the points. We weren't at our best, we all know that, but... You still look at the game statistics, and you know, we were by far the dominant side. So as much as, you know, you want to put a downer on what we did last weekend, and I say you, and it's a proverbial you, nothing personal. As much as, you know, I can perhaps be critical of what we didn't do last weekend. We did play some very good football. We did, you know, create 22 chances in the game. And we did score twice, so we did enough to win the game. And you know, in the end, we can't ignore that.
Yeah, is there an argument? I heard Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank talking about this a couple of weeks back, about international duty and maybe Leagues 1 and 2 having a break, as well as the Premier League and Championship. Is that worth an argument, do you think, or is it fine the way it is?
In fairness, I'm not sure when we'd fit the games in if we did take the break. So and how many of us really are affected by it? I mean, you know, more and more nowadays, as you know, you get a lot of African countries where there's a lot of travel. We obviously lost Solly to the Ivory Coast, and you know, you've got all of that travel, and it is frustrating when your boys get called up and you're a couple light, or we were nearly three light because Jermaine was close to going with England as well. And if you're playing games in those circumstances where the rules are, if you haven't, you know, postpone your fixture 7 days before, you can get a call up on the Sunday, which effectively means, you know, you're not able to postpone it 7 days before, and you suddenly get a late call up, you can be three players down. It's a lot to be without, and it is frustrating, but it is as it is. I'm not sure when we'd fit the fixtures in. I understand completely the frustration. I get the call, I get the shout, but you know, come the new year, when games get postponed and, you know, we're all chasing backlogs, it could be very difficult if we put more fixtures back.
Talk of international duty, I think Solly Koulibaly, is he due back today, tomorrow? In any case, back for the weekend.
Oh yeah, Solly trained this morning. He's obviously full of the joys. He's had a good 45 minutes with the Ivory Coast, and you know, he's obviously enjoyed the experience.
Such an energetic player, isn't he? Came on and really gave you a bit of a boost. Got the gold obviously straight away, but he's just a bit of a box of tricks. Must be tough to play against, tough to mark.
Tough to manage. He's got personality. That's what you want. You want personality. And I jest when I say he's tough to manage. He's a fantastic lad. But he is a box of tricks. He's always the spark in the dressing room. He's always up to something. And he's got a fantastic character, fantastic personality. And you know, when he's on a pitch, he's a proper danger.
Yeah. Can I just ask you about Jack Collison, Graham? Hasn't been involved last couple of matches. Obviously, he's had knee problems. Is that a case of managing that, an injury, or is it just a case of having so many other options in your squad?
Well, Jack, as we all know, is a player with an immense background. He's got fantastic calibre, and he's had a nasty knock. And I think we all knew that when he came to the football club, the agenda was to try and, you know, work with him to see what his body could still produce. And I'm doing all I can to work with him.